Black Phantom is also a fish, as well as a band of the metallic variety from Italy, as well as musicians who have heard Iron Maiden a few times. As my lovely wife Debbie said, Iron Maiden have got a lot to answer for, haven't they? And yes, on this album, Horror Paradise, I'm not quite sure you're going to get that sold. I'm not quite sure that it's up to protected. I'm not quite sure you want to go for a weekend or even a week there. Actually, some people might. I mean, Whitby does all right, doesn't it? With the kind of vampiric stuff and Bram Stoker type works. Maybe it is. Maybe you can cordon off an island and have all sorts of nasties running around. Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers. And maybe, I mean, maybe that's something to think of. I'm not going to run with it. But if somebody wants to, the idea is yours. Now, this album, it's a bit... I mean, the first track's called Sammy the Elf. I don't know whether it's tongue-in-cheek or not. And let me say up front as well, yes, it's in thrall to Maiden. Yes, it is. But it's also got some good Euro and accessible metal in it. And if you like metal as much as I do, then you enjoy hearing metal albums, don't you? This has got some good moments. I mean, the commercial metal early on for Sammy the Elf with a sweet short solo is very nice. I rather like it. I rather think it's a good piece of work. There's nothing wrong with that. And I suppose it carries on in that vein. So, War of Tanks, War of Tanks. Very specific war. No artillery, no planes. We're just going to do this one with tanks. Well, okay, let's just see how long that lasts then. It is more low slung. It is Euro metal. Euro and Maiden, for I Got the Call Back, sounds like Blaze Bailey's Maiden. Now, that's overlooked Maiden in my view, and I like it. Beast on the Loose, again, you are talking about Mr. Dickinson and friends, but it's accessible. And I could probably hear this on the radio if it got into the right ears and onto the right playlists. By the time I get later on in the album, Beast on the Loose is still Maiden. It's faster, it's tougher, but I mean, you're still with Eddie and his friends, aren't you? You're still with Mr. Dickinson and his mates. They're still like a gallop, as Steve Harris once said. And they finish with J for Jenny, which has some real drama. It's got, you know, it's got dynamic to it, actually. It's a big rock ballad with some faster, again, galloping feel to it. But they don't half go places with it. And I think this is a good album. I mean, I think it's a good piece of work. It's traditional metal. It's what you might expect from traditional metal. It's not going to break any pots at all. You know, it's, as I say many times, in this occasion, or on this occasion, they're not even swaying at all. Doesn't look like any of them are going to fall. But I like metal, and I like this, and there is better metal around, and there's a lot of it. But if you like your Maiden, and you like your modern Maiden, which I don't like particularly, you're going to love this. That's probably as much as I can say. It's not Paradise. It's not somewhere I'll visit many times, but I think some people might get a return ticket. And that's great. Ta-ta.